In your Bibles, please, for our second reading to the history or prophecy of Ezra, chapter 5. Ezra chapter 5, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Then the prophets Haggai, the prophet Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Josadak and began to build the house of God which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. At the same time came to them Tatnai, governor on this side the river, and Shethar-Boznai, and their companions, and said unto them, Who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Then said we unto them after this manner, What are the names of the men that make this building? But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease, till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor on this side of the river, and Shethar-Boznai and his companions, the Apharsachites, which were on this side of the river, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him wherein was written thus unto Darius the king, All peace. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea, to the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls. And this work goeth fast on, and prospereth in their hands. Then asked we those elders, and said unto them thus, Who commanded you to build this house, and to make up these walls? We asked their names also, to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And thus they returned us answer, saying, We are servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king, Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God. And the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them into the temple of Babylon, those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor. And said unto him, Take these vessels, go, carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in this place, in his place. Then came the same Sheshbazzar, and laid the foundation of the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. And since that time, even until now, hath it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Now therefore, if it seem good to the king, let there be search be made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. So when at the last time we read, remember that there was a command that came to stop building from the king. Now, you have to assume something. There's an implication that comes out of chapter 4 into chapter 5, which Haggai the prophet makes known if you read through the prophecy of Haggai, especially in the first chapter. And that is that if God has commanded the temple to be built, what then would you do with regard to a contrary command by an earthly king? There's an implication there. And so Kyle and Delitzsch, in their able commentary on the book of Ezra, there's a feeling there that the building had stopped, perhaps not altogether stopped, but had become almost non-existent. Perhaps some people doing some maintenance work and keeping that which was already built for about somewhere between 9 and 15 years. And what did the people of God then busy themselves about during that time? Well, we're not left to wonder. These two prophets that are brought up at the beginning here, Haggai and Zechariah. Haggai especially speaks to the people of God, and he says, what? My house lies in ruins, and your houses are sealed up fine. And so there comes the word of the Lord then through Haggai and through Zechariah saying, it is time to build. It is not time to stop this building. It is time to build. There comes a command from a king, and immediately you stop building rather than arguing your case from the command of the former king. You should not have done that. And so Haggai and Zechariah rise up. And with Haggai, remember, he says, he speaks about the people's sealed houses while the house of the Lord lies in waste. But then remember the encouragement of Zechariah. Remember what Zechariah says in chapter 4? Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, that this building will go forward. And so the people are encouraged then to pick up where they left off, to not let the word of an earthly king overturn the word of their God. And so they begin to build again. And the governors, Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai, well, they come to them and they say, now who gave you permission to build this house? And notice that the response of the Jews is not given when the original question is asked there in verses 3 and 4. But we have to wait to hear that answer in the letter that Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai wrote to Darius. And so notice first of all then that the people were too easily discouraged from their building. This is the word of the prophet to them. And they may have been too easily discouraged out of, number one, selfishness, or number two, out of just plain discouragement and grief. Notice that there is a word for both of those characters, both of those discouragements, both of those ceasings of the labor. For those who are distracted to build their own houses, Haggai stirs them up by a mild rebuke. For those who are discouraged through the force and power of the government against them, notice what Zechariah says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And so there is an encouragement for both types of objections. Objections that would be, well, we need to build our houses first, or objections that would pertain to, well, you know, the government has forbidden it, and they've restrained us. And so there is an encouragement, there's a mild rebuke, there's everything that the people need to get on with building. And notice, as the testimony of Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai testifies, what do they say? This building goes well on. They started up again, and they're cranking it out. They're ahead of schedule. Right? And so, notice the response of the Jews, though. This is what I think is most important. First of all, they say, not only did we ask them why they're doing what they're doing, who gave them permission, but we asked their names. We want to make sure that they know that we're bringing their names in accusation before the king. Now, what is their response? And they returned us answer, said, we are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And so notice the first thing that they say is that this house was built, by way of implication, by the command of God. That was the first building. A great king of Israel built it. He built it according to the commandment and pattern that was given to him by his father. That's this house that was built. It was built by the command and counsel of God. But because we turned away from that God, He chastised us. He sent us into captivity. He broke down that house. He took the vessels away. And so notice they are humbled then for their sins. But now that we are restored, they say, Cyrus himself, king of Persia, gave us a command to build. And so we are indeed building this house. And so they use heavenly and earthly means in their answer, don't they? Heavenly and earthly means. Even the vessels that Nebuchadnezzar had taken to Babylon, they have been restored to us. So then, verses 16 and 17 finish out the chapter, and this is the request of Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai to King Darius at his pleasure. Notice how humble they are in the presence of the king. If it please the king, right? Let him do a search of the records in his house to see if this command of Cyrus, the king, can be found. That's where the chapter ends. Chapter 6 will pick up that research. And yes, if I can peel away a little bit, yes, they did find that decree. And we'll see what Darius does then with regard to the finding of that decree. So what do we learn from chapter 5? They stopped too early. They were too easily discouraged. They did not reckon the hand of their God upon them. It became very convenient for them then as they built their own houses instead, or as many of them were simply discouraged by the force and command of the magistracy over them. And so to both of those reasons for cessation, the Lord gives them a mild rebuke and a wonderful and pastoral encouragement to begin that work again. Thus ends the reading then of Ezra chapter 5. Let's